Is there a difference between one gap and two gap in terms of your preference?
No, not at all. I just like to dominate the guy ahead of me.
And is it hard not knowing where things are headed here, or what?
You just embrace the unknown. You can't really, you know, stress or worry about that. And then whatever happens, happens. You just go in there, you know, new beginning, new start, and just enjoy every moment. Learn that you can, just work hard.
In the latter part of the season, did it ever get uncomfortable for you with you know, players not happy with certain things, and all of a sudden the coach gets fired before the season's over?
Did it ever get what?
Did it get uncomfortable for you? Was it like an uneasy feeling in the locker room?
No. You know, it's me personally, I take that as, you know, you determine how you feel. So, you know, every time I come to work, I'm happy. I enjoy the moment. You know, I don't worry about things I can't control or anything like that. My main thing is just go out there, just perform, and just show up on Sunday. So that's what my mindset was the whole year.
What about the possibility of, like, switching from a 3-4 to a 4-3?
You just asked me that. You didn't study me coming out of college, huh?
I
ran a 3-4, a 4-3, 4 years of college. When I came to the Eagles, the first time I played a 3-4.
Okay. So
and did I do good in 3-4 then? Okay, then. So 4-3 won't be nothing new to me.
But after a great first half of the year for this unit, what was the biggest reason why things changed in the second half of the year?
I think we just kind of got antsy, try to make plays, and just, we know, first half season, we just let plays come to us. We kind of got antsy. Well, me personally, I got antsy trying to make plays and just start settling down. Once I start settling down, just letting plays start coming like I did beginning of the year, you know, the success start coming.
What do you think players try to do a little bit more than they should have been doing?
Oh, just trying to sell out. I mean, you got guys that, you know, really put a lot of work in. They really just want to be dominant and just go out there and make plays for a team instead of just settling down. You know, when you have a little success, you just want more success. So, you know, guys just start, you know, trying to make plays instead of just, you know, things we did early in the year, just let the plays come to you.
Manny, what's your offseason plan?
My offseason plan is spend time with my family, spend time doing things I like to do, taking heads off things.
Are you kind of excited about the possibilities with, like, a new coach coming in? And
excited about what?
The possibilities with the new coach coming in.
I don't really think you wouldn't be excited. I mean, isn't you never know how things are going to go, so just embrace the unknown.
Do you think there's, like, enough talent here on defense where it doesn't take, like, a major overhaul?
Or? Do I think there's enough talent? That was a silly question, but yes. Do you think there's enough talent?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You know change is coming. It's a league of change. You kind of be anxious to see how much change takes place, like who's coming back and who's not?
I am, but at the same time, in 3 years I've been here, I've seen so many changes that I didn't expect or whatnot. So, I mean, whatever happens won't be a big surprise to me because, you know, I've seen things happen that I would never imagine. So, you know, like I said, whatever happens, it happened, man. I can't control it. The only thing I can control is just my performance and, you know, how I embrace the moment.